Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Nishma Sarambi HaKashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kama Daf Ayin Tests. The Gemara Amud Beis says, what's the difference between a ganav and a gazlan? Why are the Torah's machmir more with a ganav who steals in hiding than someone who's a gazlan who steals out in front of everybody else? So the Gemara says, because a gazlan was mashra human being to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's not afraid of not Hashem and not of human being. But a ganov is afraid of human beings more than Hashem. And the Gemara brings a mashal ma'adov adoyme to two people. One person did a party and did not invite anybody. And one person invited everybody except the sons of the king. The second one is much worse than the first one, because the first one did not invite anybody. The second one invited everybody but the king's family. That's a real embarrassment to the king. So the Mefarshim on this are trying to understand, what does it mean that a gazlan is better than a ganav? Someone does an aveira b'faresia, does an aveira in front of everybody, that's better than someone doing an aveira quietly? And the Maharal adds that we know the Gemara that says that a person who sees is going to do an aveira, so you go, you should wear black, and you should go to a place that nobody knows him, and you should do mashali b'chofetz, you should do what he's there that he needs to do. So you see, there we try to prevent the person from doing an aveira b'faresia in front of other people. So why here is it different? So the Maharal explains, with the Yisoy, the Maharal says in other places, the Maharal says there's a difference between a lack of kavod and a bizoyon. Not giving kavod to a king, not giving kavod to a person, that's something which is very bad. But doing a bizoyon, disgracing somebody, that is something which is much worse. So says the Maharal, that's the pshat over here in the Gemara. When a person goes and does a gnevo, meaning he is hiding from people, but he's doing something wrong, that shows that he is giving more importance to human being than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not pshat, he's not listening to Hashem. That's much worse, it's mizalzan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's inviting the entire town except the family of the king. So he's not just not respecting the king, but he's actually doing the exact opposite. He's causing zilzul to the king. That is much worse. Mashenken and gazlon, so he just doesn't give kavod to anybody. It's very bad, but it's not as bad as a ganov. The Gemara that tells us that a person who cannot be misgaben his yetzer explains in Maharal, in the second chat, they were talking about someone who can't stop himself. He wants to stop himself, but he can't. So you say, at least do it in hiding. So there you don't have a zilzul. There he's not going and causing a disgrace to the king. He's trying to stop himself doing a very, he can't. But here that someone is stealing and he's hiding from human being because he's afraid of them. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a zilzul klap yamala. Another mahalach, in a similar way, says the Biskurov. The Biskurov in Parash Kitetze says that there is a difference between somebody who is calculated, measured, He knows what he's doing. You see for what he's doing that he's very, very mechushbenik. Or someone does thing and he just doesn't think it too much. He just does things the way he wants to do. Says the Biskarov, a gazlon, he goes, he sees something he likes, he steals. He doesn't care. He doesn't cheshben too much. So that's bad, but it's not as bad as the ganov. Because the ganov, you see, that he is very meticulous. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He wants to take this thing, but he doesn't want anybody to see him. So he does it in a way that nobody should see. He does it hiding. He has a whole cheshbon what he's doing. Oh, you have already cheshbon? And in your cheshbon, not taking into account that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. That is really a merida in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes with that to explain, and that's the chumrah of the Amalek. Why is the Amalek so much worse than everybody else? Because the Amalek, it says, that ta oyef yogeya. Amalek didn't just come and attack Am Yisrael. They were waiting for that opportune time. They were waiting when Am Yisrael was tired, when Am Yisrael didn't have koyach. They found that opportune time and then they came to attack. So they're cheshbening, they're trying to figure out when Am Yisrael is vulnerable. If you're doing such a cheshben, then there's a tain in Amalek, velo yoreh Elokim. If you have such a cheshbonis, why you don't take it to account to be afraid of Hashem? The other nations that are there work in impulse. They're afraid to their life. So they go and they fight. They don't do too many cheshbonis. On them you have less of a taina. So that's how Biskurov explains our Gemara, that we're looking at somebody who is mechushbon, who is meticulous, who is taking things into account. then there's a taina, why doesn't take a Kadosh Baruch Hu into account as well? Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.